It's time for the Chatham County Roundup, and on this edition of the Roundup, we are joined by Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp. Kyle, how's it going today?
It's wonderful. It's a beautiful day in Pittsboro.
It is fantastic. Have you had a chance to be outside very much today?
Briefly, running between some different meetings.
Right.
I've enjoyed those moments. So.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those days where it seems a little bit surprising every time you go outside, like just how nice it is. You've
exactly.
had a busy meeting down in Pittsboro with the Board of Commissioners last night, and lots going on. I suppose we should start with kind of the big prevailing story in Pittsboro, and that's of the water merger with Sanford. Is I understand we got a little bit of an update on that.
Yeah, so that's continuing to go well. We are still shooting for that to be official at the end of the fiscal year, so at June 30, July 1st there. And the one thing that was announced recently was a rebrand of Sanford's water system to Tri River Water. And so Tri River represents the Haw River, the Rocky River, and the Cape Fear that all come together in this area. And just kind of reflecting more regional nature of Sanford's water system as they serve a larger area.
When you say becomes official in the fiscal year, is that just the official agreement becomes official at that point?
Correct. So we're working, you know, we've agreed to merge and we're working through all the items and what that means. And then sort of the handoff point will be then because of the fiscal years. And then obviously we'll continue working with them forever on you know, issues as they come up. But that's the that's what we agreed upon as the official turnover date, with like employees changing and assets changing and things like that.
Does that mean that folks' bill will start coming from Tri River for their water at that point?
I'm not sure exactly on the timing of that either, but yeah, that is what people will start seeing on trucks around town and shirts around town and bills and things like that will eventually be Tri River Water.
It's all happening. The times are changing.
Yes.
Where are we on the timeline for when the water will actually be merged, when we'll actually be seeing water coming from the Cape Fear rather than the Haw?
That's still a few years out. So that project is in design right now. So the sewer project is starting construction very soon, if it hasn't started already. And then the water project is in design right now. So that'll still be 2 to 3 years before we see actual water from Sanford and Pittsboro.
We're speaking with Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp, talking about the Pittsboro Board of Commissioners meeting from last night. And there was a whole lot of parks and rec talk at that meeting. Let's start with skate park talk, because people love talking skate park, and I know that there was a lot of time spent on that. So what is the latest on getting a skate park in Pittsboro?
Yeah, it's really exciting. This effort started probably almost 15 years ago, and then has been reinvigorated in the last few years. And so we had a lot of people there. We probably had 30 people there last night, you know, to support the skate park and hear the updates on it. So some great news from the nonprofit that's working on that. They have about $100,000 raised already, and they have another about $100,000 that was committed in the last few months towards that project with the reinvigoration of this effort. So we actually got a $25,000 check presented at the meeting last night towards that effort. So, you know, really, really great progress there. We saw some updates of the design thoughts. And then also, I think, you know, importantly, the town has committed to matching 15% of those donations up to $300,000. So that's what the project cost might be. And then we're going to work on a formal agreement between the nonprofit and the town. So all this time we've been, you know, just working together. And now that we're actually looking at starting construction, we're going to have a formalized agreement on, you know, who's doing what, and make sure we keep moving this project forward.
And when do you anticipate construction to start on that?
Construction will start in November. So we have the builder secured for it, and that's anticipated to start in November and finish by the end of the year.
That seems really fast. That's exciting.
It does, and it is. You're right. So it seems really slow, I guess, maybe from some perspectives, but you know, from a construction perspective of getting going on this, it's really, you know, exciting to think that it'll be done soon.
That's it's funny from the point of view of watching how town governments work. That seems super fast, but if I were 12-year-old me with a skateboard, I'd think that was absurdly slow. So I guess it's all about your perspective.
Exactly. Right.
Had a lot of other parks conversation, so I wonder if you could just kind of give us some highlights, because there's a lot going on in Parks and Rec in Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah, we started this meeting to do a focus on a department a month, and so we started with Parks and Rec, and Katie, our director there, is fantastic and has a lot going on with her staff. And I think importantly, as a town, we've invested almost $1 million in existing parks this fiscal year. So it's almost 10% of our budget, and I think that's really notable for a town, particularly of our size. But, you know, we want to make sure, even as we have new parks, you know, coming in with development, that we maintain and continue to improve our existing parks. So we're working on renovation of the community house. We've got a new play structure going in at Rock Ridge. We just installed new equipment at Kiwanis Park. I guess importantly too, McClenahan Street is closed down right now for renovations to the basketball and tennis courts. Kiwanis Park is closed down right now for that new equipment. So Kiwanis Park will be open later this week, but you know, so some of the growing pains there, but a lot of exciting projects going on all throughout our existing parks.
We're visiting with Pittsburgh Mayor Kyle Shipp, and a lot of parks news, as we were just saying, a lot of other news to get to as well. I know that there was a unified development ordinance update on the agenda last night, and maybe not the most glamorous topic, but still pretty important for towns. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I will say we literally cleared out the room when we went to the UDO updates last night. But I do think of the public that was there. But I think it is important, and it's not that exciting maybe. But you know, to me, it's important that we, you know, we put a lot of work into that UDO, and it took a while to create it. And then, as with many plans, I don't want them to just sit on the shelf, and we want it to be a living document that is updated. And you know, when people come with better ideas, that we can react quickly to those and get them in our regulations. And so we're planning to do quarterly updates to the UDO and pick up some of these smaller things and just continue to improve that UDO and make sure it's a living, usable document over the life of the town.
And I also wanted to get an update, because it looks like you had a meeting of the EPA committee that you are on. That was at the end of last month. So what was the latest from that?
Yeah, that was really exciting for me, too. This one was focused on PFAS regulation, upcoming PFAS regulation from the EPA, and then particularly how it affects small communities. So we all obviously want more regulation of PFAS, but we also want to make sure that it's done in a way that targets the producers and the users of PFAS rather than the municipalities who need to deal with it on the other side. And so it's great to be able to talk to other municipalities of a similar size and in similar situations, and then, you know, with the hope that feedback is going back to affect the EPA regulations that are really coming quickly at this point. So those regulations will be implemented in the next year, I believe, from the EPA.
You've had a couple of those meetings now. Do you have any takeaways from being on this committee? Is there anything that surprised you so far?
I guess I'd say the most surprising thing is that they've been Zoom meetings so far. So it's just like logging on a Zoom meeting, except it happens to be with a very, you know, unique group of individuals who I didn't think I'd be in a meeting with. So that's kind of a strain to get my mind in the head frame of that as I log on to Zoom. But also just, you know, regular people from around the country that are trying to do good things. And I think we're fortunate to have that stage to all work together on.
We're visiting with Pittsburgh Mayor Kyle Shipp. We are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't yet gotten to?
Two quick things. The Main Street Conference is going on this week in Goldsboro, so I'm going to be headed over there tomorrow for the awards ceremony. More news on that later. And then Doherty's in Havoc downtown are doing a fundraiser for St. Patrick's Day, and that's going to benefit the Boys and Girls Club. But that is on St. Patrick's Day starting at noon. There's going to be Irish dancers and bands, and I think that'll be a good time on St. Patrick's Day.
Kyle, great stuff as always. I appreciate you taking the time on a Tuesday afternoon, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you. It's always great to talk to you.